Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. I'm very excited that you have chosen to learn about the high frequency broadcast technique. My intention is that this will help you connect to your highest self, become receptive to your inner wisdom, and be able to substantially increase your frequency to ascend to your highest potential. What's going to happen is it's going to help you to create success in your business, in your life, beyond measure, and to become the best version of yourself and embrace a new level of consciousness. So, with that in mind, I want to tell you the history of the high frequency broadcast technique. About 7 years ago, I was working with a monk. His name is Eduardo Flores, and Eduardo was a monk in the Self-Realization Fellowship organization for a couple decades. Him and I were working together one day, and it came to my mind that we really needed a technique for people to stay in high levels of consciousness. A lot of clients that I was working with at the time were having stop-start patterns. They'd be happy and joyful, and then all of a sudden they'd be in a place of upset, anger. Their emotions would be out of control in some cases, and they would create stop-start patterns in their life. They'd start to generate their dream, whatever that may be, or their goal, and then they would stop. So between the two of us, we started to look at the specific areas that needed attention to be able to manifest and generate success in all areas of life, which became known as the high frequency broadcast technique. Each person is stamped with a vibrational signature on their consciousness. This signature is a frequency which will either propel you to success or create lack and limitations. A high frequency broadcast technique is going to help you to not only tune into your frequency, your signature, but also to maintain it. And here's how it's done. Step one, 0 point stillness. Best way to do this is to meditate to raise your vibration. There's no shortage of wisdom or abundance in the universe, it's everywhere. But misinformation, program limits, misidentification of the self blocks the ever flow of wisdom and abundance. So to get rid of those limitations, we must still the mind and immerse yourself into meditation consciousness. Then feel the stillness and peace of the subconscious mind. One of the ways you can start any meditation is you can take a deep breath in, tense your body, hold it, and exhale out, releasing any tension that you may be holding. Try doing this 3 to 6 times prior to stilling your mind in meditation. Once you feel that sense of peace in your meditative process, that peace is the sign that you have touched the mind of God or the superconscious mind, the secret mind, whatever you want to call that. I call it the wisdom self. So once you've tapped into that wisdom self, you feel a sense of peace. Then it's time for step two. You set your noble intention. What is a noble intention? It's an intention that benefits you, your community, your family, and the nation. It's an intention where you are primarily in service with the high-minded objective. For instance, your intention might be to sell 100,000 books, for instance. But underlying that is your intention to touch the lives of 1 million people, to help them evolve their consciousness and become the best version of themselves. Underneath that may be your soul purpose. This is my purpose for being here. Okay? So get clear with what your intention is. It doesn't have to be that high-minded. It can be a small intention. My intention is to have more peace and harmony and joy in my home life and in my family life. Okay, set your intention. Number three, visualize your future self. What I mean by this is your future vision. Visualize your future and feel your noble intention as if it were accomplished now. And you let go of any doubt or uncertainty or anything that might stop this vision from happening. So as a result of seeing the vision, you are now starting to increase your frequency. You do this with unshakable faith that this will actually manifest for you. Think about that for a minute. What does unshakable faith mean to you? Step four, words matter. The words that you hold intention around all have a frequency with them. Step four is you're going to hold in your consciousness the word of wonder. You're going to immerse yourself into the feeling of wonder as you allow the expansion of this feeling and what's possible to permeate your mind. In other words, wonder is an experience within you. Imagine standing at the edge of the Grand Canyon and seeing it for the first time. You're in wonder, right? Wow, that's amazing. So I want you to hold a place of, I wonder what it'll be like when I manifest this intention, your noble intention, right? Go into wonder about that. Feel it. Allow yourself to go into that vibration. Step five, we're going to increase that vibration to awe, A-W-E. Visualize your future and feel your noble intention as if it were accomplished now. Let go of any uncertainties or doubt again, okay? Increase your frequency with unshakable faith. This is the step where you go into awe and communion with the eternal oneness of spirit. Awe is a very high vibration. Again, maybe you were in awe when you were married. You're standing at the altar. Some of you are in awe of the business that you've created. Some of you are in awe of maybe some spiritual experiences that you've had. Go to awe now. Go to awe. Feel it. Step six is the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Words are powerful. Words matter. Each word has a vibrational signature to it. The word A-U-M, Om, is the vibrational word or sound of the universe from which all manifestation emanates. You might submerge yourself into the Om vibration in this moment. Now, once you're in that place of the word, broadcast your noble intention into the superconscious mind. What's the superconscious mind? There's a conscious, subconscious, and superconscious. Albert Einstein once said, all I want to know are the thoughts of God, right? That's the superconscious mind. So we're all connected. All of us share one mind. It's the superconscious mind. All that one mind has many different levels of frequency. If you tune into anger, you're tuning into the anger of that complete mind. Okay, that mind that's all shared by everybody. Tune into higher frequencies and you will start to feel those frequencies and those words flowing into your mind. There's an omnipresence about the word. So broadcast now your noble intention into the superconscious mind. See it happening no matter what. Step seven is knowing. Focus your attention around your heart and feel the expansion of love just for a moment. Feel it. Go ahead, feel it. Then come to the place of realization, knowing that your noble intention is now in existence. So see that noble intention. Maybe you see it out in the future. Bring that future right now into your heart. You can put your hands in your heart and hold your heart to feel it coming in. And then just say one moment. Say, thank you. I feel it. Thank you. You've heard me. Thank you. It is done. Next step is being. Step eight, consciously feel this new signature, the state of high vibration within you right now. Just allow yourself to feel it. I know you've lifted your vibration if you followed the process. You feel it right now. Expand your presence and immerse yourself in that energy. Imagine your presence expanding right now in your room, your presence into the city, into your country, into your nation, out into the universe. Allow your presence to expand. Become the frequency of your intention. Be it right now. It's not about faking it till you make it. It's about feeling it and being it right now. As you do, as you allow yourself to do this, you are broadcasting into the world exactly what's going to generate from your mind, right? Okay. So there's only one mind in all creation. That mind is in everyone and it is not defined or confined by the body. When we break the bondage to the senses, when the senses bondage are broken, okay, we develop an inner power to perceive and know directly, then you are free to create whatever you want. To change the state of your outer world by changing the state of your inner world, that's how we do it. When you change your consciousness, you alter your world and you guarantee success. So by coming to a clear understanding of mental imagery, you will be led to a clear path towards your goal because you are working with the cause of all things, the wisdom self, your consciousness. You can't help but manifest what you are holding in mind. I hope this has been beneficial to you. I hope you will practice the high frequency broadcast technique every day, holding intention, not only for yourself, but for others in your family, in your community, in your nation, and around the world. Thanks so much.